This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype on in here. Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Daryl, you were telling us in the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, about a proposed law in South Carolina, which is actually going to, if it passes, and I generally don't like to talk about proposed laws, but this
right.
is so egregiously bad, it's worth pointing out that there are some people who've been elected who are proposing this kind of crap.
Yes.
That would actually make it illegal to be the media in South Carolina without jumping through government hoops and putting in an application to some government bureaucracy, getting it approved, sending in an application fee, sending in, let's see, what else did you say was required? Recap.
Criminal record background check.
Okay, so if you've been a criminal, does that mean that you can't be
They're only looking for, or at least according to the statute here, or the proposed statute here, they're only looking for convictions of libel, slander, or invasion of privacy that are misdemeanors, or felonies if the underlying offense was committed to collect, write, or distribute news or other current information for a media outlet, or as a journalist, the person has demonstrated a reckless disregard for the basic codes and canons of professional journalism associations, including a disregard of truth, accuracy, objectivity, impartiality, fairness, and public accountability.
What does that have to do with the criminal background check, that part? Is this with the application portion?
I was reading a person is not competent if.
So wait, there's the criminal background check, then there's a competency check?
So the affidavit from the media outlet that you have to include.
Right.
The affidavit specifies that you have sufficient journalistic competence.
I want to get back into this because there's actually a penalty if you don't apply, and we'll talk about that. But first, let's go to Mike, who is in Las Vegas. Hello, Mike. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey there. That you were first. I'm a first-time caller,
first-time
viewer from YouTube.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
I found you guys talking a couple of days ago. I'm not sure how old the video was.
How did you find us? Because we hardly have promoted the YouTube thing at all.
I was looking at a document about George Soros, and then ran through the document a little bit, and then I said, well, YouTube has got a bunch of junk on a little bit of everything, and George Soros came up on YouTube, and you was like the third search down talking
Sweet.
About burning books, if you remember
right.
the show.
Great.
Yes, I do remember the show.
I'm glad that worked out for you. Well, welcome, Mike. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you guys that I'm probably older than both of you combined. I've got genes older than you guys. So getting that out of the way, I had a internet talk show back in 1998 and been actively pursuing kind of a talk show form like you guys are doing, but health-wise, it kind of stopped me. But recently in Vegas, since we are now the swing state in this political time, I was thinking about, you know, wrapping up a microphone with my logos and blah, 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 hitting the street and doing interviews because I'm kind of in the middle. My vote was for Rusty Nuts, but he's no longer running anymore, I guess.
Rusty Nuts?
But,
okay. That's probably a better choice than any of the politicians currently in the race.
I think I have to agree with you guys. I keep saying I think I want to put a law that every ballot should have none of the above.
Do you guys actually have that option in Nevada?
I think it's You might be. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Last time I...
Daryl would know. He knows these things.
Yes.
Even though he doesn't live there, he knows these things.
Yes. None of these candidates is on the ballot in Nevada. However,
they prefer Nevada.
However,
don't they pronounce... Don't they pronounce... I've been corrected on this one before. It's Nevada, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Trump is shooting himself in the foot every time he says Nevada.
Yeah.
Okay, so in Nevada, they have none of these candidates on the ballot. Unfortunately, it is not a binding choice.
Meaning that if it wins, they don't elect
none of these candidates could get 99.999% of the vote.
And the other candidate
And the
would
human
win.
Candidate yeah, that received the most votes would take office.
Hopefully very sheepishly.
Would the above vote at least speak? To say, or look how many, none of the above votes we got.
Right. And the reason that they keep none of these candidates on the ballot is because write-in votes are not allowed.
Oh.
So it's the option of where in most states you can, you know, fill in that write-in and write somebody in. So that's the none of the above vote for most people. There in Nevada, they actually have none of the above, but they do not have write-in.
Right. Well, like I said, I think every state should have that. And
oh, I agree.
Where it that alone would make a statement of the voice instead of, well, the lesser of two evils. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Totally agree.
I'm not sure which way you guys lean, left, right, center, or none of the above.
We lean towards freedom.
I like that one. Because,
yeah, all the way towards freedom.
My background, I come from a history of... Everybody's talking about how people discriminate. My generation, now I take that back. My nationality is the pinnacle of, God, I lost my train of thought. I told you guys I'm old.
Discrimination. You're talking about discrimination.
Thank you.
Are you American Indian?
No, I am Roma, actually, lack of a better term, gypsy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah
it's hard. It's hard to be a gypsy.
Yeah, so basically we're still discriminated just because, you know, it's like, oh, I've never met one, really.
I wouldn't know if I hadn't met one. I mean, they don't look different from other people, do they?
No, we come in all shapes, colors, size, you know.
So you're telling me all gypsies don't go around scamming people?
No, and my favorite term to my closest friends when I watch the news, and I say, oh, yeah, only gypsies steal. Yeah, right, gypsies, the only ones that steal are gypsies, right.
Yeah, they get a bad rap. I mean, it's really not fair. The poor gypsies, like, I didn't even know when I was a kid that the word gyp was short for gypsy. Like,
right.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't learn that until I was on this show.
And let me guess, Mark Edge.
Yeah, he corrected me.
Corrected you, because Mark has taken it as, like, his personal mission to stick up for gypsies.
Yeah,
really?
And he has. Yeah.
That's cool. At least somebody's on my side.
There you go. Mike, was there anything else you wanted to share with us tonight? Go ahead now.
My main question was, as we were talking about the journalist thing, like I said, I don't know if it's that at all, and it just kind of like sparked something in my head. Let's just say this topic wouldn't come up about South Carolina. Can anybody wrap a mic with a logo and hit the street and interview? I mean, and that's a big question mark.
Wait, are you asking about specifically in South Carolina if this passes or anywhere?
He's asking right now. Yeah, now anybody can, and you don't even need a microphone. You can walk around with a camera and say, I'm, whatever. Dave Ridley.
Yeah.
Dave Ridley, who calls into the show occasionally.
Okay.
He walks around with a camera. I'm Ridley Report. I am the Ridley Report.
He's even got a crappy old camera, too, and he's the number
he's
two.
He's got like a high 8 or whatever
it is.
He's
using DV tape. It's the number two YouTube news channel on YouTube in New Hampshire, and this guy has built it from scratch with a cheap old DV camera and has done it. So yeah, absolutely. At least in the United States may be dropping on the world's freedom rankings in general. It's certainly not doing better year after year on those rankings.
It's dropping in press freedom too, according to Reporters Without Borders.
Right, but there is still a semblance of freedom here, and
correct,
generally can be critical of the government. Mike, welcome to the show. Thanks for the call.
Thank
tonight,
you,
and call anytime.
And,
appreciate it.
Continue watching and support you guys. So you
got it.
Good work.
Thanks, Mike. And by the way, if you want to check us out on YouTube, there is a Free Talk Live channel. It's called Free Talk Live Radio. You can just go to, if you want to watch the live stream, you can go to YouTube. YouTubeLive.freetalklive.com. I know it's a little long. YouTubeLive.freetalklive.com. We've just sort of been experimenting with YouTube at this point. I haven't officially, like, even linked to it from the website. It's on my list of things to do, but just haven't gotten around to it yet. But it's there, and we're broadcasting there tonight. So you can join us. There's also that YouTube chat room, which is, I don't know which chat room has more trolls in it. There's the main Free Talk Live chat room at freetalklive.com. When you go into the live listening area, you'll see the chat room on the right-hand side. That's the one that's been there forever, but the YouTube one's kind of new, and I don't know which one's worse. So you decide. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What will the penalty be for people who want to be the media, who don't register with the state of South Carolina, if this proposed statute comes to pass that has been introduced in the South Carolina legislature? We'll share that with you, and you can share your thoughts with us here also via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, you can do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com, and that is where you will find links to Amazon. You go to Amazon because you probably would anyway to buy stuff. You might as well go through shop.freetalklive.com, because when you do that, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Very, very simple process. You get the same great deals you're used to. You get the same awesome selection, free Super Saver shipping, Prime, all that stuff. You're just going through our links, and there's links to Amazon UK, Canada, and U.S. So go there, get your shopping started at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. And we'll talk about L.A. shutting down a Walmart after a $15 minimum wage was put into effect in the city. But first, Daryl, back to South Carolina, where if this bill passes, it will require everyone who wants to report in South Carolina as members of the media to jump through all kinds of hoops, pay some sort of application fee.
Yes.
Does it say what the fee was? Did you tell us that earlier?
The fee to be determined by the Office of the Secretary of State.
So they'll just arbitrarily, once this law passes, get to decide what the fee is.
They'll write up a regulation and
that'll be
determine what the fee is.
And so the legislature won't have to approve it. They'll just get to determine. So,
and then you would have to register every 2 years. So your registration is good for every 2 years, not every year. So, you know, I guess that's, you know, a positive.
No, there's nothing positive about this. This is a terrible infringement upon
I agree.
Freedom of speech, and would likely be overturned as unconstitutional in any sane court. But nonetheless, this is an indicator of where we are today, that there are people seriously proposing this. I presume it has at least more than one sponsor. And they also would require that you apply, that you go through some kind of a background check.
Background check. You would have to have an affidavit from the media outlet, presumably the media outlet that you're working for or seeking to work for, attesting to your journalistic competence. And the Secretary of State may deny, revoke, or refuse to issue or renew a registration if the office finds that the person has filed an application that contains a statement that is false or misleading, if the person has failed to pay the proper application fee, or any other fee or penalty imposed pursuant to this chapter of law, or if the person has failed to comply with any provision of this chapter of the law. And here's the penalties.
Yes, yes. Okay, here we go.
What
if I don't file?
A person who works as a journalist without registering pursuant to, and then they cite the specific chapter that says you've got to register. First offense must be fined not more than $25.
Okay.
Not so bad. Still not good, you know, it could be
not
worse.
Freedom.
And in South Carolina, you could take that to a jury trial.
Okay.
So you could go to a jury and argue First Amendment rights.
Yeah.
The judge would probably threaten you with contempt of court for mentioning rights and Constitution in his courtroom.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Because that happened to me when I took a $25 seatbelt ticket to a jury trial.
Oh, wow.
Of course, he dismissed the jury before threatening me with contempt, and then he brought them back. And I got the police officer to admit that he had zero physical evidence that I had violated the seatbelt statute, but the jury convicted me in 5 minutes anyway. Second offense.
In the same way, the jury would probably convict you of being an illegal reporter, too.
Correct. Second offense. A person is guilty of a misdemeanor.
Uh-oh. Now we're getting serious.
And must be fined not more than $100 or imprisoned to not more than 15 days, or both.
Wow.
So you could go to jail for 15 days, plus have a $100 fine. I'm not sure if South Carolina allows you to sit in jail instead of paying a fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if so, then, you know, might wind up being a couple more days in jail. a third or subsequent offense.
Uh-oh.
Guilty of a misdemeanor and must be fined not more than $500 or imprisoned not more than 30 days or both.
All right.
So those are
three
the penalties.
Okay.
Right, because it's third or subsequent offense.
Got it.
And then there's things relative to a media organization that does not register.
Presumably, if you end up going to jail for one of these offenses, you won't get to renew.
Correct.
Because they want to see if you've been a good little reporter when you go in for the renewal. And if you haven't, then poof, you're done. You can't be doing
that. So then if you go out with a video camera and record something for purposes of, you know, reporting on it as a news thing, then, well, that's another offense.
Mm-hmm.
And, third offense, fourth offense, your 700th offense, and you just keep going back to jail. If a person, that's what I just read, there's penalties if the media outlets don't properly register, they are not allowed to employ or contract with the person. But it does not specify. Oh, yes, it does. A journalist or media outlet that continues to engage in prohibited conduct is in violation and subject to administrative penalties that may not exceed $500 for each violation of the order.
Woo!
So if you're, you know, one of these self-owned journalist places, you know, like you own your own media outlet, like
blog.
Blog
can be your media outlet.
And you haven't filled out an affidavit on yourself and jumped through the hoop, then $500 penalty for not licensing yourself.
Well, I mean, this is pretty much an obvious violation of the freedom of speech and the right to be the press and freedom of the press and all that. Clear violation of that. Hopefully this will go down in flames in South Carolina.
Hope so.
If it does pass the legislature, hopefully the judicial branch will throw it out as unconstitutional.
Right. So the article from the Washington Post that I started reading this story from, the author here says, and we should note here, well, no, I don't think that we necessarily need to note that the lawmaker was one of the few who voted against removing the Confederate flag from the state grounds, but he specifically mentions that here. What I wanted to point out was he says it's not immediately clear what kind of restrictions might apply to journalists based in other states who might be assigned to cover isolated news events in South Carolina,
meaning
such
they would
as
be coming in
debates
for,
or campaign rallies,
or like a, you know, a tornado or something like that. Right.
So if you work for, say, the Washington Post or NBC or Reuters or the Associated Press, and hey, there's something happening in South Carolina, I need you to drive down from D.C. What's going to happen? How do they do this? Because they're not generally working in South Carolina.
All right, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I want to find out what the... I want to find some story that actually has a quote from this tool. Apparently, Representative Mike Pitts, who is one of the people proposing this. We'll see if we can get some ridiculous quotes, because I bet they're absolutely ridiculous. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, inviting you here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Well, I thought that the quotes from this Mike Pitts about his proposed law to restrict journalism in South Carolina were going to be ridiculous, and actually, he seems kind of sane. He's making a point here, Daryl, with this law, supposedly.
Well, I have something absolutely ridiculous from the author of this Washington Post article.
All right, hold on. We'll get into that. You can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The bill that's being proposed in South Carolina would create a responsible journalism registry maintained by the Secretary of State's office, authorizes registry fees, and establishes fines and criminal penalties for violations of the bill, which is about having to register with the government in order to be a journalist in South Carolina. And it seems really outrageous, but apparently Mike Pitts, who is the guy filing this bill, is making a point that he's trying to start a conversation about constitutional protections, and specifically the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms. His point is that this is basically the concealed weapons law with journalists and pens instead of guns. So that's kind of smart on his part. At least it's an interesting way to approach it. But what if it passes? Then what happens? I don't know. I get where he's coming from, but I don't know if that's the best way to make the point.
Yeah, I don't think it is. The author of the Washington Post article, however, does have something ridiculous to say.
All right.
He says, we register surgeons and pilots and teachers and people in many, many other professions. You can make a coherent case that journalism is a very important profession, too, but there's a reason why journalists have reputations instead of licenses. They have a fundamental American right to share information, and their audiences have a right to decide whether to believe it or dismiss it. That sounds good so far.
Sure.
But, by contrast, no one, he says, no one is entitled to remove brain tumors, fly airplanes, or teach third graders. Yeah. You have a fundamental right to share information, but you don't have a right to teach a third grader.
Don't I have the right to pursue happiness? In which case, I should be able to do any of those things, so long as someone else wants to allow me to teach their kid, or they want to allow me to operate on their brain, or they want to allow me to fly their...
What if you just want to fly yourself in an airplane? Then you don't have to worry about whether or not anybody consents to be in your airplane.
Well, that
because you're flying your airplane with yourself.
That is a good question, Daryl. I mean, without the FAA, wouldn't we have a bunch of crazy people flying airplanes?
We already have crazy people flying airplanes. If you slap the word experimental on it, you could fly a tugboat.
Is that right?
Assuming that you were able to get the tugboat off the ground. Yes.
Is it legal to fly something experimental without a license?
Yes.
Interesting.
That's the whole purpose of having experimental aircraft.
Okay.
Because you have to experiment on something.
Huh.
So until it has an official tell number, it has to have the word experimental on it.
So this journalist from the Washington Post believes he is super special. He is working in a field that is protected by the Constitution, but everyone else can be licensed.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. He also says there's a practical problem, and I agree with him here. He says, how on earth would South Carolina Secretary of State, charged with maintaining the registry, do its job? Journalist can't even define what a journalist is. What with all the bloggers and tweeters posting the kind of information and opinions that used to come only from a highly institutionalized press. Good luck to Pitts when it comes to crafting a legal definition of journalism.
If you want to share your thoughts with us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Andy listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hello, Andy.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Well, what you guys are discussing, isn't it just amazing? I mean, look how many alternative news shows are out because we're not getting the truth on the media. But look what you guys have to do. I mean, look at this ridiculous story. You have to get a license to be an information carrier in South Carolina. I mean, come on. This is just crazy.
Well, right now it's just a proposal. It's not an actual statute or regulation.
Yeah, it's basically a political issue that he's making.
A political ploy.
A ploy. Yeah, he's trying to bring attention to the issue of gun registration, and I get the approach. In fact, I think there was actually a Free Stater who did something similar here in New Hampshire a few years ago. I believe Seth Cohn filed a kind of a protest legislation like this.
I know he had a thing when there was something about the same-sex marriage either being repealed. He put something in prohibiting two left-handed people from wedding one another because there is something in, I believe it's the Levitical statutes of the Bible, that talks about left-handedness.
Yeah, and so he was making that same point, and so I get the comparison. Now I have more of an appreciation for what Mr. Pitts is doing here, but I also am worried that kind of legislation could get people riled up to try to restrict freedom of the press. I mean, I don't know. I wonder what the people of South Carolina think about this, because it wasn't too long ago that I saw a video of some guy and a YouTuber going on a college campus. I forget which one. It was one of the Ivy League campuses. And asking, it was Harvard. And he was asking students if they would sign a petition to get rid of the First Amendment, to just completely abolish the First Amendment. And he wasn't having trouble getting people to sign. So, I wonder if they did a poll of South Carolinians, how many of them would support this? Well, anyway, go ahead, Andy.
It's crazy. And did you guys hear this new bill that just went through in New Jersey?
And, no, which
and
one?
Governor Christie just signed it. They actually had to put legislation through to allow kids, as long as they give a 24-hour notice before a snowstorm comes, they can actually go out and shovel sidewalks for money. But if you don't give them a 24-hour notice that the snowstorm's coming and you don't go get your customers before the snow gets there, you can't do it. They actually passed the law.
Hold on. Who has to give who the notice?
The kids have to pass out their flyers 24 hours.
Remember, Ian, last year, I think it might have been last fall, you know, like right when winter was starting, or it could have been sometime last year, we covered the story about
the couple of kids
in New Jersey that were arrested for some sort of solicitation for walking around after it had snowed and saying, hey, we'll shovel your sidewalk and driveway.
I did it.
You dirty criminal.
I know, but, I mean, pretty soon we're going to have to get a permit to help an old lady step off the curb and walk across the street. Because she might tip us when we get across the street. You know what I'm saying?
Andy, good call tonight, man. I know what you're saying, and I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Well, we have to test your old lady walking skills to make sure that you don't walk too fast because, you know, they're old and fragile and their legs don't move as good as they used to.
Do you have to lay
a little bit?
Do you have to lay your coat down in the mud puddle as well in case she's trying to walk through a mud puddle?
There's probably a regulation of how much water in the mud puddle before you have to lay your coat down.
Mm. Well, if you really care about the old lady, it should be any amount of water because you wouldn't want her shoes to get wet.
So, like, 2 drops of water, you got to put your
coat
shrink. Down.
She could shrink. Could be a witch.
Yeah.
Could be a witch. And, you know, wouldn't a white witch shrink, too? Or would the evil witch?
I don't know.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you know, you can share with us here.
Speaking of witches, did you ever see the fan theory that Glinda...
The good witch.
She was the good witch of the north. That she was actually the evil witch.
No, tell me about that.
So, like, all of the stuff that happens to Dorothy happens because Glinda comes and interferes. And then at the very end, she says, well, you could have gone home anytime you wanted to. All you had to do was tap your heels. So all of it could have been avoided if she would have just told her at the beginning, all you have to do is tap your heels.
But she was screwing with her.
Yeah, so she was actually the bad witch.
850, man, catty girls. 855-450-FREE. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype usernames, lrn.fm. You can also join us online, and if you support Free Talk Live, we would like to invite you to get behind the show as a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. And that is where you can support us for $5 a month, which is money that goes and is reinvested or invested into Free Talk Live so we can help spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible. That is something we can do with your assistance, and you get perks as an amplifier. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group. Very good perks there, so please go to amp.freetalklive.com because your $5 really helps us get Free Talk Live out there to new radio stations. We'll be announcing a new station in Florida, actually a couple of new stations in Florida coming up this weekend, so very excited about that. And it's all thanks to listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. Use any major credit card via PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Also, you can now amp with Bitcoin. And so please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. So thank you in advance. Should we talk about this good witch, bad witch thing? Daryl, this looks like an interesting piece here.
If you want to. I only mentioned it because you had mentioned about will good witches melt, or is it only the bad witches?
I like a good movie theory like this. This sort of reminds me of the Matrix theory that says that Agent Smith is actually the one.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. I think that was also from Cracked, which is where I sent you.
Maybe there's a version on Cracked, but the one I saw was a video presentation about Agent Smith being the one. And it was really interesting. Like, they make a real strong case that that the bad guy, what is purported to be the bad guy in the Matrix, is actually the person who is the one instead of Neo, which is the main character of the film.
Right, because he calls the Oracle Mom. And
there's a number of points that are strong.
Right, that was one of them. The prophecy says that the one would be born in the Matrix, and obviously a human could not wind up, you know, being born in the Matrix. They could be born into, but not in.
Right. And so if you want to look for that one, you can. It's on YouTube. I don't know what you would search for, but maybe is Asian Smith
Matrix
the one?
Fan theory.
Fan theory. So from cracked.com, and then we can talk about Walmart shutting down their store in Los Angeles over the minimum wage, ostensibly. From cracked.com, when you think of the Wizard of Oz cast of villains, you most likely think of the Flying Monkeys and the Wicked Witch of the West, and maybe the apple trees and the green dudes guarding the castle. But if you've seen or read Wicked, you might have a more sympathetic view of the Wicked Witch of the West. But Wicked doesn't go far enough, since it ignores the fact that the movie features one of the most brilliantly conniving movie villains ever. Glenda, not the Wicked Witch of the West, is the cause for everything that goes wrong for Dorothy and her new friends in the Land of Oz, and she starts instigating the film's central conflict the second Dorothy shows up. Number 5. So they go through 5 points as to why they believe this is true. You remember the story, right? A tornado whisks Dorothy, and I don't know who doesn't know this movie, but just in case, a tornado.
Spoiler alert.
Yep. Beware.
The movie is 75, 80 years old, but spoiler.
So a tornado whisks Dorothy and her house from Sepia, Kansas, to Technicolor Oz, where it promptly lands on a witch and kills her. So as soon as Dorothy walks out of her house, she walks out guilty of manslaughter, or witch slaughter. And that's when Glinda, the good witch, floats down and merrily interrogates Dorothy to find out if she's a good witch or a bad witch. Dorothy did manage to drop a house on someone without so much as a scratch, so any reasonable person would suspect that witchcraft was afoot. Dorothy, in possession of the sensitivity of a 3-year-old child, responds that she can't be a witch because witches are old and ugly. Glinda, in possession of the logic of an Alzheimer's patient, points out that only evil witches are ugly. And, let's see, oh, quote, "And remember, only bad people are disabled, Dorothy." Oh, I guess that's a joke. She doesn't actually say that.
That's correct.
Yeah, you caught that, right? Beautiful equals good? Okay, next. Glinda calls out the Munchkins to celebrate the death of the Wicked Witch of the East. And not with just a little round of applause and quick moment of silence either, but a full-on song and dance routine, parade, and mayoral declaration of a holiday. Even the coroner gets in on the party. The festivities end when the corpse's sister, the Wicked Witch of the West, shows up, understandably pissed that her sister was killed by a falling building. And here's where Glinda goes from sinister to psycho. Number 4. The setup. Right off the bat, the Western witch wants to know who killed her sister. Fair enough. Glinda smiles blandly while the witch accuses Dorothy, no doubt enjoying the double whammy of a grieving witch's rage and Dorothy's terror. While the Wicked Witch is busy threatening Dorothy, Glinda interjects, not to defend a shell-shocked farm girl, but to remind the Wicked Witch of the West of the ruby slippers on her sister's feet. Now, this is important. As far as we can tell, the Wicked Witch of the West is the Wicked Witch of the East's one and only family member, meaning the slippers rightfully belong to her as the next of kin. So why didn't Glinda just let the lady have her shoes? Let her grab her one inheritance and go off to mourn in peace. Sure, the Wicked Witch lives, but the real world still has Carrot Top. Sometimes life isn't fair. Number 3. The Taunt. Instead, Glinda reveals she's only reminded the Wicked Witch about the slippers so she can involve Dorothy in a game of Monkey in the Middle, teleporting the bereaved witch's rightful heirloom off of her dead sister's feet and onto Dorothy's. Imagine the audacity that it takes to steal anything off of a dead person, especially while the body is still warm. And Glinda doesn't just steal her shoes, she somehow magics the Wicked Witch of the East's feet so that they curl into those curly party horns that you blew at birthday parties when you were a kid. Never mind, those feet were the only means the Munchkins had of dragging a witch corpse out from under the house so they wouldn't have to smell her decomposing body forever. Glinda just doesn't give an F. So Glinda steals the shoes. Then she straight tells Dorothy out by telling the witch, sells Dorothy out by telling the witch that the shoes are now super glued to the girl. Dorothy just stands there like a chump while Glinda whispers that the slippers must be super magic or the Wicked Witch wouldn't want them. Why? This is like Gandalf stealing the one ring from Sauron's brother, giving it to Frodo, and then saying you should hold on to that. He totally wouldn't want it if it wasn't powerful. And to top everything else off that she's done, Glinda then mocks the Wicked Witch, laughing at the fact that she apparently has no power in Munchkinland before telling her to get lost. By this point, the witch is good and mad, and Glinda has ensured she's completely focused all of her well-deserved rage on Dorothy. As the scene ends, the rivalry between the Wicked Witch and Dorothy has been set, even though they should both be upset at Glinda. It's like Tony Soprano's mother decided to use her powers of passive-aggressive manipulation to take over the Care Bears' Cloud City. Nobody is even half evil enough to understand what she's doing to them, which is why Dorothy has no idea that she's about to be turned into a low-rent hitman.
Right, and this whole thing where they describe the setup to where both people should be mad at Glinda reminds me of pretty much every episode of Jerry Springer ever. To where, you know,
Jerry.
Right. To where they've got the, you know, guy and the girl, and one of the two says, "I've been cheating on you," and then they bring out the third person, and then
bras get torn at.
Fighting. Yeah, they start going at each other when really you should be upset at the person that cheated on you, not the person that was the cheatee.
So the orphan girl, number two, the lie. So the orphan girl from Kansas now has Oz's Sarman Hitler mashup gunning for her, all because of the good witch getting her involved in some kind of grander witch struggle without her consent. Glinda then goes on to explain that Dorothy has made a, quote, rather bad enemy of the witch, unquote. Well, not really. Glinda made her a rather bad enemy of the witch. Dorothy stood around like a confused kid because she was, you know, a confused kid, while Glinda essentially framed her. How old is Dorothy supposed to be in that movie?
Teenager.
Yeah. So despite being an innocent third party to the whole thing, Dorothy has just become Oz's version of Neo, only Morpheus is just a jerk with his own agenda.
And Dorothy does not look as confused as Keanu Reeves always does. Have you ever noticed every movie Keanu Reeves is in, he's got that confused look on his face?
I think most people have noticed that about Keanu Reeves. I don't have a problem with him, though. I really don't. I know a lot of people
don't
like him.
I don't have a problem with him. I just think that he always plays the confused guy. Like, that's his shtick.
Well, if you're good at it,
he's been doing it for like 30 years. And it's like Morgan Freeman always plays the guy that shows up to explain things at just the right time.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll get you the payoff here, as they call it, in moments from Cracked.com and their explanation as to why the supposed good witch in The Wizard of Oz was, in point of fact, they say, the real antagonist in the movie. 855-450-FREE. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.